Welcome to the Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's episode, we're going to get into, actually side episode, we're going to be getting into the AFC and NFC championship games coming up this weekend. And this is very exciting. I get more excited for this week than any other week in the NFL season. And the reason why is because the anticipation of wondering who are going to be the two teams left, with both teams that have home field advantage. You feel the energy from their fans. You feel the energy from both teams. And you look forward to seeing both of these teams match up on both sides to see who's going to match up in the Super Bowl. So I'm looking forward to it. I went 4-0 last week with my divisional round picks. The first time that I have ever went 4-0 since doing these side episodes for the podcast. And oh, thank you. Thank you so much for the round of applause if you're applauding on your end. But man, 4-0 last week. I wasn't too sure about the Kansas City pick. I was really nervous about that one. Even though I had mixed emotions about that matchup, I had to go with what I felt was the right thing to do. And you know, in my opinion, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the new Tom Brady of this league. And so it's hard to bet against him. It's hard to pick against him when this guy continues to prove people wrong year after year. And so it's fitting, since I'm talking about Mahomes, let's get right into what my prediction is going to be for this playoff matchup. These two playoff matchups. I'm going to start off with the NFC first. It's going to be a good matchup. The Lions going up against the 49ers on the road. And before I get into my picks, again, I just want to shout out just some of these teams that didn't make it this far and put on a valiant performance throughout the playoffs. First of all, shout out to the Texans. Nobody expected the Texans to make it this far. CJ Stroud's got a bright future. They have their quarterback for the future, so bright things are to come for the Texans. Also, shout out to the Buccaneers, man. No one expected them to make the playoffs after losing Tom Brady. Baker Mayfield comes in and resurrect his career and put on a solid performance this year. Almost came back against the Lions last week, but came up short, but that is okay. Nobody expected Tampa to make it this far. Big shout out to the Tampa Bay Bucks. And also, sort of a backhanded shout out to the Packers, whatever. And then shout out to the Bills. Shout out to the Bills. I know that was a heartbreaking loss for them last week. And it seems like the football gods don't want the Bills to win. They keep coming up with these no good wide right situations that keeps on harping on this franchise, no matter how successful they become. But again, shout out to Josh Allen. He played pretty well. He played pretty well. A lot of people that want to blame Josh Allen for that loss, you're ridiculous. You're just a hater at this point. You just want to hate on him. And you know, we all know why they lost that game. There was a few bad decisions coaching wise. And yes, Josh did miss Diggs going up the middle, but there was a reason why, because Josh had almost a critical turnover first play of the game. And he also dropped a 60-yard bomb that would have changed the momentum of that game. So Stephon Diggs is overrated, in my opinion. And for him to be a number one wide receiver and having caught a touchdown in 7 or 8 weeks, it says a lot about how good he truly is. And so again, Buffalo, you know, Josh Allen is a great quarterback. If his players stop leaving him on an island in these big games, maybe one day we'll see the Bills in the Super Bowl. But that's enough of me ranting about the Bills. Let's go on to these conference championship games. We got the Lions. Lions on the road against the 49ers. Impressive performance by the Lions. Not so impressive performance by the 49ers against the Packers last week, which leaves a lot to desire. So I'm going to get into it. The Lions, starting off, I'm just going to break down all of these teams and what to expect from each team, and then I'll make my assessments and picks. First, the Lions, they have Jared Goff as their starting quarterback. David Montgomery. He's the starting running back, and Amara St. Brown leads the team in touchdowns as far as receiving goes. And again, David Montgomery, 14 touchdowns, and then also Jared Goff, 33 touchdowns this year. The Lions rank fifth in scoring points per game, 29th in points allowed, which has me concerned. Yards per game, the Lions are third. Passing yards per game, the Lions are second. Rush yards per game, they're fifth. And time of possession, which is going to be a key in this particular matchup, they're fifth in the league in time of possession. Third down efficiency, the Lions are in 10th place. As far as sacks is concerned, the Lions do not get to the quarterback, so that's another worry. They're ranked 23rd. And interceptions, they're 11th in interceptions. So, you know, the Lions are kind of ho-hum as far as their secondary. Their secondary has been have been on record to be getting burned by key wide receivers. And they you saw that in the last two games, once against the Rams, the other against the Bucks. They were just getting fried in their secondary. Okay, so that has me worried going into this game against the 49ers if you're a Lions fan. Now, on the 49ers side, you got Brock Purdy, who put up 32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions this year. Christian McCaffrey, 16 touchdowns, definitely a candidate for MVP this season. Brandon Ayuk, has 7 touchdowns, lead all wide receivers with that, averaging 80 yards per game. The 49ers are third in the league in points scored per game. They're third in the league in points allowed per game at 17.5. The yards per game they allow is second in the league. Pass yards per game, they're fourth in the league. And then rushing yards per game, of course, they're third in the league in that category. Time of possession, eighth. Third down efficiency, fourth. The 49ers know how to make their first down. So, hey, Lions got their work cut out for them. Sacks, of course, the 49ers get to the quarterback. They're sixth in the league. And they're first in the league in interceptions. They get takeaways just like that. So, with all that being said, now that I got the stats rambled out, what is my final take for this game? Well, as we look at the odds for this matchup, we have the Lions, who are a 7-point underdog, okay, going into this game. And I just feel like with the struggles that the 49ers have had on offense against the Green Bay Packers, who defense has been playing better of late. The Packers defense was flying on all cylinders. In comparison, the Detroit Lions, their defense, they've been giving up some points, and that's what has me concerned. I think the 49ers aren't going to struggle as much to score against the Lions in this one. But here is the key. If the 49ers stop the Lions' run game, the 49ers will dominate this game, and that's where it all starts. And Aaron Jones ran all over them last week. Now they have to deal with two power backs in Gibbs and then also in David Montgomery. So here we go. Who do I have going into this matchup? Well, I don't know, man. I'm riding with the Lions on this one. I'm riding with the Lions. Even though they're the underdogs, I'm going with the Lions. I think the people want to see the Lions in the Super Bowl. I just really do. If the 49ers beat the Lions, I won't be surprised. But if the Lions beat the Niners, it'll be a great story for the NFL. And I'm going for the story. I'm going for the story here. I'm going for the Lions over the 49ers. And my final score to that game will be 27-24. And now on to the Kansas City game. Kansas City on the road against the Ravens. The Kansas City Chiefs are a 3-point underdog in this one. And just breaking down basically both teams, starting with Kansas City, of course, Patrick Mahomes, 30 touchdowns, 14 interceptions on the season. Pacheco is their leading rusher, averaging 70 yards a game with 9 touchdowns. Travis Kelce is their leading receiver, averaging 66 yards a game, 7 touchdowns. And then on the other side, you got Lamar Jackson, 26 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He is also the leading rusher with 7 touchdowns. And then Zay Flowers, the rookie, man, what a beautiful season he's had this year. 5 touchdowns this season, but he gets a lot of yards. Now, looking at both defenses, both teams in both categories, the points scored per game, the Ravens are 4th in the league, Kansas City's 15th, respectively. Points allowed per game, the Ravens are 1st, and the Chiefs are 2nd. Ooh, wow. Yards per game, Baltimore 6th, Kansas City 9th. Pass yards per game, of course, the Chiefs are 6th in the league. They throw the ball a lot. The Ravens don't throw the ball a lot. They're 21st in the league. Rushing yards, however, the Ravens are the best in the league and 1st. And then, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs are 19th, even though their running game is to be respected with Pacheco back there. Time of possession, 6th in the league for the Ravens, 14th in the league for Kansas City. Third down efficiency, both teams are about even. Ravens 8th, Kansas City 6th. And then sacks, both teams rank 1 and 2 in that department. And although these defenses are pretty effective and to the point where they're ranked 1st and 2nd, the one thing that separates both of these teams is that the Baltimore Ravens are 3rd in the league in getting interceptions, whereas the Kansas City Chiefs do not get a lot of interceptions. They're 27th in the league. They only had 8 interceptions this season. So with that being said, what's my pick for this one? Well, it's so hard for me to pick against Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at this Ravens team and they have everything. They have great special teams. They have a great kicker. They have a great defense all across the board. This defense has no weaknesses. Okay. They have an offense that at times can be a little sporadic, but when they're hot, they're hot. They will run you out of a building when they're hot. Okay. On the other side, we got Kansas City with the best quarterback in the NFL, the best tight end in the NFL. Now, the defense got me a little worried. With Gay being out, might not be, you know, one of their linebackers that was playing spy to Josh Allen. That has me a little bit worried, even though I thought their defense played better even when he was not in the game. Their secondary is formidable. Their front four gets to the quarterback. It's going to be a difficult task to contain Lamar Jackson. And it's going to be a dogfight, guys. I don't think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I don't think it's going to be one of those, you know, shootouts that many might be expecting. I think this is going to come down to a field goal. And with that said, I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning this game 20-17. So at the end of the day, I have the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions facing off in the Super Bowl this year. Those are my picks, and I'm sticking to them. I'm nervous about these two because both teams are on the road. I think for the first time, I picked two road teams to win their matchups, and I don't think that's happened. I would have to look up to see how long it's been since two road teams won in the AFC and the NFC championship game in 1 year. I'm trying to remember. I don't know, man. I'm not going to try to think about it. But other than that, enough of me rambling. I'm glad you guys were able to tune in, listen to this episode. Be on the lookout for another episode. Me, Spook, and Ian will be back on the mic next week. Emergency came up this week, so I can't get behind the mic with them this week, but definitely next week we will be back on. A lot to catch up on, including some spicy Milwaukee Bucks news and everything like that. So with that being said, I am your host, Rod the Magnificent, and I will see you guys on the next one. Peace.